Hi, this is Tim Fleming. From the entire Fleming family and all of us here at AM 1300 KGLO, to you and your family, Merry Christmas. AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and we have Lark Trakstad in studio with us.
Good Hello. Morning.
Hi, Lark.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's the Caregiver Corner.
It certainly is. We have a picture of a melting Frosty on our little paper today.
Where's Frosty melting at?
on my paper.
on your paper. Okay. I'm with you. Oh, the Caregiver Thermostat. Caregivers to older adults may find themselves constantly turning up the thermostat in response to the oft-heard complaint, I'm cold.
Oh, man. Baby boomers like us may be experiencing a harsh reality that they're aging just like their parents, and they wonder why they have to keep their socks on at night when they go to sleep. Over Thanksgiving, my daughter closed off the bedroom register and put a fan directly on her face, trying to adjust to the temperature of our home. Ironically, the first thing I do when I walk into my mother's condo, I say, Mom, it's really warm in here. Door swings both ways.
Yeah, so what's up with this thermostat issue?
Well, according to the literature, as our bodies age, they grow increasingly susceptible to the cold because of our natural decrease in metabolic rate. This means that senior bodies may be unable to generate enough heat to maintain that normal body temperature of 98.6 degrees. Factor in a combination of slowing circulation, thinner skin, and we all notice that our skin gets thinner, which is less able to conserve heat, and it's no surprise that while a heated room may feel hot to you, it may feel downright chilly to your aging loved one.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, while increased vulnerability to cold is a natural part of aging, it can also signify the need for medical attention. Caregivers should be aware of the importance of looking out for any changes and how their aging loved ones react to temperature.
Yes, and physical factors such as hypothyroidism, diabetes, cardiovascular disease can impact the body temperature. So other conditions and medications that we use, like beta blockers, can reduce and can lead to reduced blood flow and increase heart heat loss and the inability to regulate that body temperature. Therefore, ruling out any underlying physical cause is essential.
Mm-hmm. One person's temperature comfort zone is different from another's.
Yes.
When it comes to our older adults, most like it nice and warm.
That's very toasty. And babies and older adults generally lose heat more easily through their skin because there's less fat and muscle to insulate them. And if a senior is very thin, they will experience cold much more than seniors with a little more, well, let's say, meat on their bones.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Yeah.
When the temperature drops, older adults run a higher risk of health problems and injuries related to weather, including hypothermia, frostbite, falls on ice and snow.
Well,
I did one of those the other day.
You did?
I didn't fall, though. I did one of
those. You did that catch me thing?
Yeah, I did the old curly shuffle thing. The whoop, 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 whoop. And I stayed on my feet. But like most things in life, it's really better to be prepared.
That's right. So we have posted on our website, and this is from the American Geriatric Society. I think I gave you a copy of it there, illustrating a few precautions everybody should take, especially older adults this time of the year.
So to avoid thermostat wars.
Do you have those at your house?
We do. Sometimes, yes, sometimes. We have a better understanding of why older folks may like it warm, but not many.
Not often, not many, yeah. But a nursing tip from me is basic. If all else fails, give your older relative or friend a warm hug.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nurses tend to hug.
And I like these
These
safety tips.
It's the American Geriatric Society is putting out guides or best practice, and this is one of them.
Uh-huh.
And it's free, so we post it online for folks to look at, and you can use those in your doctor office, in your business, friends and family. So,
yeah, and for Lark, she just gives them to her favorite announcer.
That's right. I want you to fall again.
Here, Tim, have some tips for older adults.
I heard the show on your thing yesterday about falling in the ice, that you should wear ice picks around your neck when you go fishing. So if you fall in a hole, you have these picks to get you.
Yes.
You don't need picks.
No, I don't need picks. I do like those cleats that slip over your boots. Those are cool.
Yeah, they are really neat. And in our parking lots around here, they are very beneficial.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Lark, if somebody wants more information, how do they find that again?
Oh, please go to NorthIowaSageLink.com. And again, beginning in early of this year, we're going to have a up and running new version. So,
new and improved.
Yes.
Coming
soon. I'm so excited
for
the new year.
Awesome.
Okay.
Mark, thanks again.
Bye-bye.
AM 1300 KGLO, getting it said for Mason City, North Iowa.